Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
John Gesser and some special guests as they lead the crowd in timeless Christmas carols as the square glows with hundreds of candle lights. That will be this Sunday at 7 p.m. The gates open at 6:30 in Jackson Square on Sunday, December 21st. And just a reminder, one of my favorite shows of the year, Santa is going to be in the house at WWL from 10 to 1. We will have Santa join us on Christmas Eve, December the 24th. So we're looking forward to that. We'd love to talk to your kids about what their desires are, what they want from Santa. And we'd love the kids to share with us whether mommy and daddy have been naughty or nice. And we always get some great stories every year. It's one of my favorite shows, as I said before. So just remember, Christmas Eve, 10 to 1, Santa will be in the house, and we are looking forward to that. So, Mayor LaToya, glad to see you go. Cantrell pays her legal fees of the innocent citizen that was harassed by Cantrell as a result of pictures being taken of her with Google Eyes. With her security team on a balcony in the French Quarter. This particular incident took on a life of itself, was reported nationally across the country. Of course, you know, once again, we were the laughing stock of all of that. And, you know, it's all a big joke in so many different ways. And just the other day, Monday, I did a monologue on the mayor. Again, you know, talking about her responsibility relative to the budget. Just so happens she puts us in a $220 million deficit posture, and she's worried about fulfilling her responsibilities in making sure that the last budget that's adopted, which she's not going to have to implement or have any input as to the operational considerations of that budget, that she's got this overwhelming responsibility to make sure she got it right. Now, this is the same person who posted a budget earlier in the year, in January, and plugged the number for overtime. In fact, didn't put numbers in for overtime. And historically, we know that there's a significant overtime spend in the city, but had they put the numbers in, maybe the budget just wasn't going to be balanced. And you're supposed to be adopting a balanced budget, but she's had divine intervention, overwhelmed with the responsibility, understanding totally for the first time in her tenure that the fiduciary obligation that she has to you as taxpayers is that she had to make sure that one of the last decisions that she's going to have to make of any significant importance was to veto the budget that was bantered about for 2 weeks with external experts reviewing, saying communications with the Revenue Estimating Committee, although they didn't take official action. Why? Because we couldn't figure out what the deficit was. So she actually put the incoming administration and the existing council behind the proverbial eight ball because she did not have her it together, which no one was really surprised by that, because we go back 6 months trying to figure out where's the money. Where's the money? Nobody can find the money. And 3 months prior to that, we had more money. We were bathing in money. Money was never going to be an issue. We can do whatever we want. If we wanted six more sister cities, no problem. Mayor would have been Johnny on the spot, ready to travel all over the world to create those opportunities that would deliver what? Nada. Nothing. No ROI, no evidence of any plus up for us at all, right? None in the least bit. So she continues to kind of try to burn the house down. One would think that she would maybe want to be remembered for being open and receptive and transparent as we work through this transition period, you know, knowing that her term is coming to an end. It's like no big surprise, right? It's, these things are set out in statute. We know all of this goes on. We know that there has to be an ordered and structured transition of power from the outgoing mayor to the incoming mayor. You hope that the administration would cooperate in just about everything, understanding her time is over. She's done. She's out. I mean, I'm not trying to be crude, but that's the reality of it. I mean, really, it's truly the reality of how this works when you have this transition of power. You move from having it all to having none in a very short period of time. Some people have a real difficult time dealing with that. Some don't want to be the team player. Team New Orleans, right? Team New Orleans, and do the right thing. So right now, you know, there's some chatter. I don't know if you've been by Gallier Hall lately, but they have five banners up in between the pillars on the facade of Gallier Hall in anticipation and in coordination with the transition of power and moving to a new administration. The transition committee and members of the new of the council, because new members of the council are coming in, all had this desire to put up these banners, right? And from what I understand, they went through the process. There's somebody that you have to talk to get approval to do so. That was done. The banners were paid for with private dollars, and they were put up. So, you know, of course, you're going to have these potential conflicts of outgoing administration and incoming administration. These are hard. When I read to you what's on these banners, you're probably going to understand why this has become a bone of contention, right? I mean, because it's so obvious when I reveal this that it would just rub everybody the wrong way. So the first banner says, "All in for our future." I mean, need I say anything more? I mean, how much more obnoxious can you be than to be all in for our future? The second one says, all in for our youth. I mean, just knock me down on St. Charles Avenue, right? Horrible. All in for New Orleans. Jeez. The fourth one says, all in for our culture. And the fifth one says, all in for our community. All right? Just five just horrible statements. I mean, just terrible. Terrible. I mean, just so obnoxious. I mean, I'm sure that you guys are pulling over on the side of the road just completely and totally offended and can't believe your lying ears of what Newell Norman's had to say about what was on the banners this morning. Now, there's some rumors going around that the mayor doesn't want these banners up. She wants them down. Now, nobody's clear as to what that may be. I think it's part of the burn the house down mentality that she's taken in this transition period where she doesn't want to get along with much of anybody, right? She's exercising whatever little scintilla of authority and power that she thinks that she might have in so many different ways. It could be that they're unveiling her portrait tomorrow at Gallier Hall as she leaves. It could be all of that. I'm not sure. I know there were a number of people with the media out there. We had folks out there waiting to see whether or not this was going to be another childish venture on the part of the mayor. I'm hoping I'm wrong, that this is not the case. I hope that, my sources were wrong, that this is not the case. I don't know. And there's no identity on it, because I had the folks take pictures of it that indicate that it has anything to do with the transition committee. And actually, I'm pulling the picture up again now so I can zoom in and see whether or not there's anything there that is connected to and identifying this as being part of anything other than being all in, right? I mean, I love it because you've heard me say, if you're not a 100% player, if you're not all in, you owe it to yourself to leave. Because, I used to say as a manager, I don't have the time or the energy or the patience to manage 70% players. Either you're all in or you're doing yourself a disservice, you're doing the entity a disservice, and you have to hasta la vista. Adios. Pues. Gone. Got to be out of there. Because you're not being true to yourself, you're not being true to the entity. It's kind of the way to feel about, where Mayor LaToya Cantrell is at the present time with some of the childish behavior that she's exhibited here most recently. She's not 100% in. She hadn't been 100% in for you, the taxpaying citizens and the citizens of the city of New Orleans, for a while. In fact, she has been very disconnected on a whole lot of different fronts, because if she doesn't get her way, she's going to pout and do something. So hopefully, for the sake of cooperation and everything else, as we move from one administration to the next, that the banners stay up. I like them. They're nice, colorful. They just talk about all in for our future, all in for our youth, all in for New Orleans, all in for our culture, all in for our community. Good positive messaging, right? Actually, she might could have been the beneficiary of what the messaging was here. Nobody would know the difference other than the fact that she's telling people that she wanted the banners down, is what I'm told. Who knows? No one that we've asked this of, though, was surprised. That was pretty telling. No one was surprised. I mean, pretty much everyone, hey, did you hear this? Sounds just like Cantrell. Not surprised. Would be shocked, obviously, as to whether or not, that she wouldn't do that is what we're hearing. We'd be surprised. On a text line, please explain what's the problem with the banners. By the way, I'm not a LaToya fan. Well, the banners were put up by the transition committee. They were privately funded and by the new council, because you have a new members and a new body on the council and a new administration coming in. And allegedly, the mayor, LaToya Cantrell, wanted the banners down. We learned this morning that there's going to be an unveiling of her portrait at Gallier Hall either today or tomorrow. I'm not sure. All of this, one, is not really intrusive or obstructive of the other event. You have five positive messages on a banner. Nobody would even know the better as to why they're there. They do now. because, you know, allegedly the mayor's telling people she wants them down because it's not about her. It was much like my monologue yesterday about Donald Trump not being the center of the universe, of not being the center of any universe, and not going to ever be the center of any universe. Plain and simple. The same holds true here. You're not the center of any universe, Madam Mayor. So hopefully this goes away. Hopefully it's bad information, and hopefully we can just get beyond this and get, you know, so we'll see. We actually, there was a fire chief that showed up on the scene there. There were some public works people that showed up on the scene there. They kind of were eyeing this up, and, you know, we reached out to the NOFD PIO, Gregory Davis, says he has no idea what's going on here or why Chief Nelson was inspecting the banners. I don't believe in coincidences. You know, of all the days that allegedly the banners are supposed to come down, you have some public works folks out there and the fire chief out there. And, you know, so we'll see. Maybe the mayor will change her mind. Maybe not. But we shall see where this goes. So we're here on December 17th, her last full day in office. As you know, it's on whose birthday? That would be mine. Hoorah! January the 11th. And January 12th, the incoming mayor, Helena Moreno, gets sworn in. So we'll see. And, you know, in two, there's still things being uncovered relative to not the budget, but the finances within the city. In fact, I'm hearing a bunch of different things that have been revealed that are going to ultimately be public and are going to be a problem. You know, these stories just go on and on and on. There are going to have to be some policy changes that a lot of people are not going to like because they're not doing things in the best interests of the city at the present time. And these are things that I made decisions on when I was still at the sheriff's office to protect the fisc, the public fisc, because otherwise, if you don't make some of these policy decisions, they're going to hurt you, and they're going to hurt you in a big way. And they hurt you even more when you're down and out. So it's going to be very, very interesting. Well, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The continuing saga of the banners in front of Gallier Hall. Seems as though there's a lift that's appeared there and is now being moved. We'll give you the latest on this as soon as we have more information. Joining us now is Alexius Jones, Technical Sergeant, Louisiana Air National Guard. Sarge, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So we are in our recruiting stage, as we probably always are. So tell us about the Louisiana Air National Guard and why folks should think about making a career there.
So just a little bit about the Air National Guard. So it's part-time, 1 week in a month, 2 weeks out of the year. The reason why I think that people should join the Air Guard, because we offer free college tuition, and we pay for all mandatory fees just for 1 week in a month, 2 weeks out of the year. It shaped my life in the way that it is now. So I have an amazing career as a recruiter, and I've loved every minute of it. So I think that's why people should, you know, join, and just me putting the word out there about the 1 week in a month, 2 weeks out of the year. And it also gives you a great career path.
So, what comprises the Louisiana Air National Guard? My predecessor, Sheriff Harry Lee, was a member of the 159th Tactical Fighter Squadron, which I think was part of the Air Guard out there at Callender Field, if my memory serves me correct.
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
I mean at Bell Chase, excuse me, at Bell Chase.
You said what about his own... Can you say it again? I'm sorry.
No, what I was saying, what are the units that make up the Louisiana Air National Guard? My predecessor, Sheriff Lee, was part of the 159th Tactical Fighter Squadron, which I believe was one under the Louisiana Air National Guard.
Yeah, so we have the 159th Fighter Wing that's located in Bell Chase, Louisiana. We have we have one in Alexandria, and then we have one in Hammond, which is our cyber unit. So we have three bases, but our main unit is the 159th Fighter Wing in Belgium.
And if you, for those that are interested, what kind of training do you go to? It's part-time, the Air National Guard. What would they expect to experience there?
So in the Air Guard, they will go to basic training, which is 7.5 weeks. It's located in San Antonio, Texas. And then following that, on their career choice, they'll go to what's called our technical school, where they'll learn how to do their job that they signed up to do, which is located in various places. It just depends on what job you choose. And then the length also depends on what job you choose as well.
And then once you're finished with your technical school, then you begin to serve part-time, and I think you said, is it 2 weekends a month?
1 weekend a month and 2 weeks out of there, yes. So even before they go to basic training and technical school, they start their 1 weekend a month in our program called Student Flight. And it's basically where our untrained airmen go once a month for about 4 to 6 months up until they go to basic training and technical school. And then once they come back, they'll do on-the-job training where, you know, they get a little bit more hands-on versus a schoolhouse training. And then they start their 1 weekend a month, and they're learning their actual job when they go to what we call drills, week in a month.
And a lot of the opportunities are really exciting, especially in the technology field, right?
Yes, yes. Our cyber field is one of the up-and-coming fields that we have. We opened up a new unit, the 122nd cyber unit, and it's new, but we are starting to have more people join over in that area, more career opportunities in that area.
So if folks are interested, what would you suggest would be their first step? What should they do?
So they should look up the Air National Guard in Louisiana, and we have a webpage that will pop up, Louisiana Air Guard, and you can see like all the recruiters in the area. So my name's listed on there as the New Orleans West Bank recruiter, and then they have the Baton Rouge recruiter, Lafayette recruiter. So if you go on our webpage, you'll be able to find us.
We've heard from a number of different – go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, or, you know, I could put my name and phone number out there so that they could give me a call if they are, you know, listening.
Go ahead if you'd like to.
Okay, so my phone number is 504-635-6460, and it's a cell phone, so you can text it, call it, and I'll respond if you're interested.
504-635-6460, and that's Alexius Jones. So how has recruiting been going? We've heard that nationwide, for the most part, things have been going well in the area of recruiting. What has y'all's experience been?
I feel like it's going well. We have a lot of eager young men and women who are wanting to serve and wanting to join, because a lot of them are younger and they haven't experienced college yet and they don't have a way to pay for it. And we offer that way for them to pay for it. So they're really eager to join. It's just getting them to take the ASVAB and a medical physical. Sometimes a medical physical people struggle with, but we get them through and they are eager to join, and we have space for them to join. So it's been pretty good over here.
So one of the benefits is that you guys are able to provide monetary support for them to go to college.
Correct. So we have...
Interesting.
I'm sorry. So we have...
No, go ahead.
The Montgomery GI Bill State Tuition Exemption Program and the Patriot Scholarship. The State Tuition Exemption Program exempts them from all the tuition at the school. So it basically wipes their tuition portion away. So any state publicly funded school we pay for, LSU, UNO, Delgado, trade schools, we pay for them now. That Patriot Scholarship that I was talking about, that pays for all the mandatory fees at the school. So like some schools will say, oh, you need these books, but the books are included in the tuition and we'll pay for that as well. And then that Montgomery GI Bill, that pays you to go to school. So it's about $493 a month as a full-time student to be able to, you know, just go to school full-time, and you're collecting that $493 a month on top of one of your drills once a month.
And that's just one, you know, one example of benefits for these young folks if they decide to serve. Final thoughts, Sergeant Alexius Jones with the Louisiana Air National Guard.
Final thoughts would be, if you're interested in joining the Guard and you just feel like you don't have a career path, try out the Guard, because we'll give you a path and we'll help you with that journey.
Well, thank you so much. We truly appreciate you joining us, and best of luck to you and your recruiting efforts. And thank you for your service as well. And have a great holiday season.
Thank you, too. And thank you for your support.
All righty. Well, folks, it turns out that it wasn't conjecture at all. Crews are now moving to lift. They're there. And the first banner has been taken down. So the hopes that we had that the mayor would do the right thing, again, have vanished. Poof. They're gone. Much like the way we want to see it happen on January 12th. Poof. She's gone. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
There's a Grinch sighting at Gallier Hall. Mayor LaToya Grinch Cantrell has taken down the banners, and people are not responding very well to this. On the text line, people are upset. They're pissed. They should be. She's a clown, they said. Those hopeful, upbeat banners that mention no elected officials, don't commemorate anything, non-identifying, put up in good faith, and they're being taken down by the mayor? Using city employees and city equipment? I wonder if that was in the budget. Others are saying that they hope her portrait is a paint by numbers, because I wouldn't want that job. What a vindictive woman. Got a lot of comments about what this portrait should be of. We will not repeat that on air. We would if we were on cable radio or something, but can't do it here. But obviously, folks are upset. You know, this is a good example and is emblematic of pretty much at least her second term in office, especially after the failed recall that she had to deal with. You will recall that I had developed a list of about 40 different items where I thought that she had been a complete and total failure. And about a week later, a bunch of citizens come together and decide that they're going to try and recall the mayor. And nothing really changed. Everything had to be combative. You know, we had a lot of folks that were placed in positions that had little to no experience. to be able to carry out the responsibilities and duties of what they were being asked to do. You know, wasted a lot of money. I mean, obviously, this is time wasted, money wasted. For what? The reality is, you don't own Gallier Hall, Mayor, right? So, and you know, she actually put us out of Gallier Hall. We used to narrate the parade for Mardi Gras Day there. Obviously, she and I had a falling out. I don't know what happened. I asked her a question one day, and I get a call from her PIO officer saying that I don't understand the power of the mayor. I said, what are you talking about? I asked her a legitimate question. If she didn't like the question, grow up. Don't act like a child. And, you know, so all of a sudden, rights and privileges start falling. It's like, no big deal. I mean, if you think you're going to move the needle of my show 1 degree right, 1 degree left, because you're not willing to sit and talk to my audience, shame on you. I don't care. I mean, I could deliver a much better show without having you sitting across from me. That's for certain. And I don't think anybody, I hadn't really received any complaints of anybody really missing the mayor being on the show. In fact, to the contrary, I've had people thank me, but not having her on the show. So we got a text here, like all of the bad storms to pass over New Orleans, so shall it be for Hurricane LaToya. Hallelujah. And, you know, so it's just, it goes on and on and on. And folks are saying, what do the banners have on them? I'll read it again. So there are five banners. They're in between the pillars on the facade of Gallier Hall. And when I read the messaging, you're going to understand why this is such a controversial issue at this present time. One of them says, all in for our future. That's a tough one. The second one is, all in for our youth. I mean, that's obnoxious, right? All in for New Orleans. You know, that place we call home, even if we're not like in the city limits, we still call New Orleans our home. Why? Because we're proud of it. The fourth one is all in for our culture. You know, that thing that kind of sets us apart from everybody else, that makes it this place unique. I mean, how dare anyone put that on a banner? And the final one is all in for our community. I mean, that just would put anybody over the top, right? I mean, you can understand why they have to come down. I'm sure that this is offending. These five banners are offending every group out there, certainly, right? Certainly. So it may be that the mayor's looking out for our best interests. I don't know. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt. That she happens to find that these five messages are just completely, totally out of sort and obnoxious. And we shouldn't be in all in for our future. And if you look at some of her record, you'd understand. All in for our youth. Okay. You lead by example. Sometimes her example is not something that you wanted your kids to see or know about. All in for New Orleans. Really? Traveling all over the world, just having to be first class because you don't understand her needs? All in for our culture? Yeah, all in for our community. As I said before, actions speak louder than words. Just think about this action right now, taking these five banners down, right? And what that represents in this city. The divisive nature of the activist mayor that we've had for 5 years, activists who thrive on conflict, so she's going to go out on, you know, on the theme of conflict, obviously. She can't separate herself from that. And that's, she's revealing this over and over and over again. So to those that thought that I was reporting on conjecture, or innuendo or rumors. It turns out they were not. Turns out to be true. The banners are coming down. We'll be right back. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we will visit with Michael Heck, president and CEO of G&O Inc. And in the back half of that hour, we will also visit with Tommy Fauché, president of the Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association. And we'll talk about the nearly $300 million in bids for offshore drilling rights in the Gulf of Mexico. So stay with us. We will be right back after the break. Oh, and also wanted to remind folks, too, that at noon, we are going to visit with Dr. Skip Gallagher, UNO professor and NOPD watchdog. And Skip will tell us the tale and the continuing saga of Sergeant Henry Burke, of some previous complaints and findings within the PIB, the Public Integrity Bureau, and Sean Higgins, Competitive Enterprise Institute Research Fellow. We'll dig deep into the Labor Department's numbers. Remember, their reports were delayed as a result of the government shutdown. They were released yesterday. We'll talk about the numbers and try to make some sense as to what they mean. And just another reminder, December 21st, Sunday at 7 p.m., caroling in Jackson Square.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.